Brothers and sisters, it's a pleasure to be in the house of the Lord. It's a great opportunity we have today to listen to the Word of God. You know, I was thinking that not many people have this opportunity to have a church, to have a place where to worship. Not many people have that opportunity that we have to listen to the true gospel. The restored gospel. Is it not a blessing? Every day in my life, I feel blessed because God chose me to be part of his people. It's a blessing. I feel humble before him because there are many people, but God chose me. It's the same with every one of you. You are here not just by some other reason, but for God's purpose. God has a purpose in your life. That's why you are here. God has a purpose in your life since you were a baby. It's the same thing in my life. When I was a baby, I was about to die. The doctors told my mother that this baby is going to die soon. Thanks my Heavenly Father, because he gave me this life, and I am with you. So it's really a blessing. God has blessed me. I feel that I am a blessed generation, and I'm sure each one of you, you belong to a blessed generation. And I'm very encouraged for what is God is doing with us. Today, this time, how many people wanted to see this very time? We are blessed to see the fulfillment of many prophecies. We are blessed to see the work of God going in different nations, going to different people. People are hungry for the truth. So we have the responsibility to go and tell them the truth. Today, we're going to talk about something very important. Something that we have. It's truth. You know that many things that you believe is true, but after some time you discover that it's not true. Many things you have an opinion because of the information you have. People have some opinions because of the information they have, so they have that opinion. But sometimes you recognize that I was wrong. But we have something that is true. We're going to read. Open your Bibles. Go with me in Matthew chapter 24, 14. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Listen what it says in here. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness into all nations, and then shall the end come. Brothers and sisters, we're living at this time. This is our present, that the gospel is preaching. It shall be preached, it says. But now we have that opportunity to see the fulfillment of Christ's words. Shall be preached. Who's going to preach that gospel? We, as Church of Christ. And I will say this every time we need. I need to say it, that we have the responsibility. We have the Church of Christ. We have the truth. If you have something, you need to share with someone. You cannot share what you don't have. But we are sure that we have the truth. Because we know that there was a complete restoration in 1830. Do you believe that? It was a complete restoration. It's not just a half restoration, but a complete restoration. But most important, a complete restoration in our heart, in our mind, in our attitude, in what you do, in what you think. We have the truth. Definition of the word gospel. Listen, absolute truth, something believed to be absolutely and unquestionably true. That's the definition of the word gospel. We have the truth. We have the absolute, unquestionable truth. It's unquestionably true. We need to be sure of that. If you are, you have that assurance, you will value what you have. You know, when you know, when you recognize what you have, it's value for you. The absolute truth. This is wonderful. Because in this world, in this material world, we cannot find the absolute truth. Just half of it. But Christ came to give his gospel. It's the absolute truth for us. The unquestionably true. So it's a blessing that we belong to the Church of Christ, a unique church in the world. We have that responsibility then to take this gospel to others. We're doing that. But we need to continue in that direction. Don't lose that direction. This is the opportunity we have. I'm glad to see the how people are available, are hungry for that truth. I was telling you these days that we're having blessings in Mexico. Long time ago, not many people want to hear about the restored gospel. But now something has changed. Why? Because this is the fulfillment of this prophecy. Because the people said, oh, I want to know about your church. People that sometimes we don't invite people, but they're coming. We have a church down in Yucatan. The pastor told me that one time he opened the church and the people came. Now his church is totally full. I went there 2 weeks ago, and there are 30 people sitting outside. Not because they want to sit outside, because there is no space in the room. So they're thinking to make the church bigger. This is not that a blessing. People that you cannot imagine. People maybe think that person is not going to believe. But when God touches her heart, he can't do better things than we do. So it's really a blessing. Let's continue. Let's go on in Mark. In the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 14. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Christ began this work. He was preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Now we have the responsibility to continue. God has restored his church with that truth. Now we have the responsibility, not just the ministry, but the whole church. We can do it by our attitude, by our way of living, by our lives. Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And now we have the opportunity to do that. Now we're living in a time of blessing, because we have many technology, we can use it to reach other people. It's a blessing. We need to take advantage of this technology to reach others. Yes. It's going to make the difference. Now we are just a few here, but I'm sure that all other people are going to come. Are you ready to accept them? Are you ready to give a place to them? Are we as ministry ready to preach to them, to help them? You know, when many years in Yucatan, we were praying with my father and the other ministry about we want the church grow. We want that we have missions. We have that. We are asking the Lord many things. But now that God is doing that, I have more responsibility. Sometimes I don't know what to do. But so the next time you ask something for God, listen what you're asking. So it's very important that we can preach the gospel. Every day in our lives, we can use all the means that we have available. Are you using the social media to praise God, to be a good example? This is very important for the young people, for the adults too, for all the people. Many people in this world just they do what the other people do. Many people just want to call someone's attention. But we are focused preaching the gospel. We have a work to do every day. But we need to make decisions in our lives. I had to make a decision. It's not easy, but we need to make a decision to work for God. Let's continue. Mark 10:13. Mark 10:13, and they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. This is very important. When Christ came, he took advantage of any opportunity he had. He talked with many people, with the parents, with the children. This is very important for us. We need to share this gospel with everyone. We have that responsibility, because we know that this life is too short. Yes, when we look in the mirror, we can see that we're not the same. So we need to be sincere. Can we be sincere in that? Yes, time flies, and we need to work more for God every day in our lives. Yes, I hope that each one of us can work more for God. That, you know, when God do something, he's never wrong. When my parents moved to a small town, God directed them to that small town. Because God has a plan. Now we have a beautiful church there. All my family goes to that church. We're blessed. And God is never wrong. But we as people, many times you do some things, and how many times in our lives you do something, I say, I did it incorrectly, I was wrong. How many times we do those things? Don't raise your hand. But that's the reality. Let's continue. Let's continue in Ephesians chapter 1, 13. It says, in whom ye also trust after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. When I was looking for the definition of the word gospel in Spanish, it says the synonym, I like that, the synonym of gospel is promise. Is it not wonderful that we have a promise in the gospel? That God, all his promises are true. It says in here that we have we have heard the word of truth. We have that truth. We need to share with someone else. We have that opportunity. Never in our lives have we had this opportunity. Maybe it's unique opportunity in your life to have the word of truth. The gospel of your salvation, you know, it's marvelous. When we have the gospel of our salvation, you can have everything you have you want here in this material world. But the more important thing is your salvation. Yes. All the things, all the material things, someday you will leave. And the material things are going to stay here. But more important is our salvation. It says in here that you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We were sealed. And that's the authority of the Holy Spirit. If we are sealed, we cannot go away because we know that we are sealed. So I pray for each one of you. I pray for the young people that they can continue. I'm very glad to see the young people. I'm very glad to see the children because we're getting old. So the young people are going to continue. I hope someday some of them, they're going to stand here. I will pass away, but they will continue. Yes. We were sealed. I'm very happy to see also the perseverance of the people. 2 weeks ago, I visited a sister. When I was a teenager, she was already a member. Now he's 82 years old, and she's still a member. Yes. She wants to go to church. She wants to attend to church. It's marvelous. And you know, she's very happy. Yes. Many people out there, they're not happy. They're not content. Because when they get something, they want more. Yes. the material things of the world is that way. But we have something that satisfies completely. The gospel of the kingdom. The young people need to listen that. Everything in this world won't satisfy them. But the gospel of salvation, that's the only thing they can satisfy them. When you take it seriously in your life, I will be honest. When I was a teenager, I went to church. My father told me to go to church, but I didn't take it seriously. I didn't feel satisfied until I accepted, until I opened my heart to God. When I did this, I am satisfied. Yes, when you change your heart, it changed everything. Yes, as we were told last night, that when we have that pure love of God, no contention. There is no contention. When we have that pure of love, no contention. The opposite is true. When we have a contention, we don't have the pure love of God. So, it's that simple as that. So it's important. There are three things I want you to think about in this verse. The words of truth. You have the words of truth. You have the words of your... the second is your salvation. It has to see with your salvation. It doesn't have to see with your own material life, but your salvation. The salvation of your soul. And the third thing is that you were sealed. So it's not a blessing in our life. Wherever you go, God knows where you are. We have that blessing. But as I said, we have that blessing, but we also have the responsibility. I'm very happy to see each one of you. I'm very happy to live this time. But we need to continue. We need to continue in that direction. We need to be united every day. To be united as a group, as a team. When I preach to the brothers in Mexico, I usually tell them that we come to church to train ourselves, to learn. Like the students, when they go to school. They go to school, but there is a time that they need to have an exam. And there are two groups. One group that they have studied, they are prepared for an exam. They know what to do. They are not nervous. They are not worried because they have studied. There are other groups that they are nervous. They don't know what to do because they haven't studied. It's the same in the church. We need to come to church so we can study. We can be prepared. When the test comes, when the problem comes in your life, you know how to pass that tribulation. It's like an exam. You know how to do it. Because if you don't come, when the tribulation comes in your life, say, I don't know what to do. I don't know. God doesn't want me. Or something like that. But I'm very happy that you are here because you are like a team, that you are training every day. It's very important because we have the words of truth. It has to see with your salvation. It has to see that you were sealed. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. It says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What kind of gospel we're talking about? We're talking about the gospel of peace. You know, when you accept, when you open your heart for the true gospel, it makes you feel peace in your life. A marvelous, a wonderful peace. A wonderful joy. I hope everyone tonight are happy. I hope that everyone is rejoicing. I don't want to see someone suffering. If there is someone suffering, we can have administration. We have all the things we need. Is it not a blessing? We have everything with the Lord. We have the gospel of peace. I was talking with a family that they just were baptized. And they say, you know, brother, I feel content. I feel this. I never have felt this peace in my life. And she's 65. For 65 years old, it's the first time in her life she feel a beautiful peace. It's not wonderful that we have the gospel of peace, that we can serve the Lord with peace. We have that unity when we feel the Spirit of God. When God work in my life, God work in your life, and we are united. Is it not marvelous? Remember, we need to move. We cannot be like a statue. A statue is there, always. A statue always just tell us about the past. But as a church, we need to move, to continue, to teach our children, to be an example everywhere. In the social media, everything you do, you need to be an example. Don't follow the majority, because the majority, they don't know where to go. You know where to go. People need to follow you, because you know where to go. If I follow them, they don't know where to go. I know where I am. I'm going. I know the way. Yes, it's like when I in Mexico, I know the way. No one is going to tell me what direction because I know the way. It's the same when we talk about the gospel. Everyone here knows the way. You need to tell others the way. People need to follow you, not you are following other people. You can be the difference. The gospel of peace is marvelous. How many of us have experienced that in their lives? Even if we are suffering, even if we are having some problems, I told you that we were having some health problems about my daughter when she was sick. And as a father, you know, we worried as a person, but I felt the great peace, the peace of the gospel. Everything that God has for me, I'm ready. Yes, I know how to pass the test because I'm studying every day. So. Let's continue in Philippians chapter 1:27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether come and see you or else be absent, I may hear that you refer that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. You need to have faith in that gospel. You know, many churches now, they're teaching that their faith is on a person. And that's easy. That's easy to put your faith on a person because you see that person. But here, we are teaching the people to put their faith in Christ. We're giving them the information to put their faith into Christ. When they do that, Christ begin work with them, and you see the results. When we visit the missions, the first thing we teach them is to pray. You know, when they begin to pray, it begins a change in their lives. And it is wonderful to see the changes in the people's life. But it says here that we need to stand fast in one spirit. Do you have that spirit? We need to stand fast. We need to do that. Could be any problem, any situation, but we need to stand fast, to continue until the end of our lives. And it's beautiful when we endure to the end. I remember my father, even the last days, the last hours of his life, he told me, "I'm happy. I'm a happy man." It's not a blessing. Many people out there, they're not happy. They're not content. It's really a blessing when we stand fast, when we are firm, like the sister I'm talking you about. Firm until the end. I pray that it happen in my life. I'm praying that it happens in your life. I'm very happy to see the people that when I was here the first time, they are here until the present time. It's a blessing. Let's continue. The first book of Nephi. The first book of Nephi, chapter 3, 19. First book of Nephi, chapter 3, 19. Listen to this. "Or in fine, after the Gentiles had received the fullness of my gospel, the natural branches of the olive tree, or the remnants of the house of Israel should be grafted in and or come to the knowledge of the true Messiah, their Lord and the Redeemer." I want to point out, after the Gentiles had received the fullness of my gospel. What you have received? The fullness of the gospel. The fullness, the complete gospel. It's another a blessing, a valuable thing that God has given us, the fullness of his gospel. It's not a blessing that God established his church in America. He could establish it in other nation, but he chose this nation to establish his church with you. Are we not happy when we recognize that we have received the best gift from God? How many people here like gifts? Now, all of us like gifts. I like to give gifts to people. When it's my daughter's birthday, I usually give her flowers with balloons and things like that. And she's very happy to see those surprises. Yes, we're happy to receive gifts in this world. But are we not happy that God give us that most beautiful gift, the fullness of his gospel, the truth, the absolute truth, the unquestionably true. It's unquestionably true. We need to think about that. Every day, God has given me something special. If it's something special, I need to give the value. Yeah. It's really a blessing. We're going to continue. Third book of Nephi, chapter 9. Third book of Nephi, chapter 9:69. It says, "And it shall come to pass that the time cometh when the fullness of my gospel shall be preached unto them, and they shall believe in me, that I am Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and shall pray unto the Father in my name." We have the promise to have the gospel. But we also have the promise that when we preach that gospel, people are going to believe. Is it not what is happening now in many parts of the world? It's amazing to see the growing of the church. But are we prepared? I need to say that many times. Are we prepared for that? In Mexico, we are 10 in the ministry. We are 10 now, but we're praying to God. And I was thinking, I am ready to work with 20 elders, with 50, with 100. God can do that in just in seconds. Do you know things can change? In God can do it. We can have many callings. Are we prepared to give witness? Are we praying to God that he can reveal us? Yeah, those things we need to think about. It says here, "And they shall believe in me." We have that promise that when we go, the people are going to believe. God is preparing people in the world right now. That's why we need to be united. We are valuable when we are united. When we are divided, we don't have that value. There is no space for division. We need to be to go in just in one direction, like an army. Yes, but we need to hear the instructions of God. Like the people in Israel, they were lost in the desert because they didn't hear the instruction. They took them too long to arrive to the place where they go. Why? Because they didn't pay attention to the instructions. If they paid attention to the instruction, they could do it in less time. We need to listen to the instructions every day in our lives. Every day I need to hear what God is telling me to do, what I need to change in my life. It's not easy. It's not easy to change someone's attitude. But we are called to do that, and we can do it. People shall believe in me. People shall believe in that gospel. That's the opening that it's happening now. It's such a blessing. Many of us has prayed for a long time for that opening. Now we are living at this time. It's not a blessing. I was telling you that many times in Mexico we were just some churches. The missionaries that goes there, they even have time to do other things and spend time. Because just 3 or 4 places, that's all. But now they don't have time, because we have a lot of work to do, many things to do. I need to be prepared for that. I need to be prepared. But we need to prepare right now. There is no time to lose. We need to make good decisions in our lives. It was hard for me to make a decision. But I prayed for that and made a decision. And now I feel more content because I'm doing exactly what God wants me to do. Let's continue. Revelations. A part that maybe you know by memory. Revelation 14, what verse? Revelation 14, what verse? 6. Yes, thank you. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach into them that dwell in the earth and to every nation, kindred of tongues and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of the judgment is come, and worship him that he made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. Isn't that marvelous that we have seen this prophecy fulfilled? Now is the time to preach that wonderful gospel. Wonderful, wonderful words. Yes, but we need to make changes in our life. You have this opportunity only one time in your life. To the young people, to the ministry, we need to make good decision. But now, don't wait until you retire. When we're retired, we're old. We cannot do anything. Can we be sincere? Yeah, this is the reality. Yes, yeah, that's true. So we need to make the decision now. There is a beautiful song that you sing. It says, give the best. Give the best to the master. Give the best. The best of your youth. Yes. Uh-huh. So are we doing that? Are we giving the best to the master or the rest? So it's very important, brothers and sisters. It's a pleasure to talk about the gospel of the kingdom. Remember, we have the complete truth, the absolutely and unquestionable truth. We need to preach that gospel. We have that responsibility. God has given us the best gift, his fullness of his gospel, his church. We have that opportunity to share with others, to be an example to others. Do you realize that opportunity you have here in America to be the example to other people, to be example to the people in Mexico, in Africa, in the Philippines? When I'm in Mexico, the people there ask me, how did they work, the brothers in the States? We want to see the example. How are they doing their things to the Lord? It's very important. And because we have the words of truth, we read that we have the words of truth. It has to see with our salvation, that we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. So it's a blessing. And God has given us the gospel of peace. The gospel that makes us happy, content. Content even in difficult times. We have read that we need to stand fast in one mind, in one purpose. We are valuable to God if we are united. If we are separated, we don't worth anything. It reminds me a story. It says like two farmers found something. They're digging the ground. They found something, and immediately they saw, ah, this is beautiful. So they were arguing, well, what can we do with this? Who's going to belong? Because they found it. It's something. They began arguing almost all day. In the afternoon, they decided, we're going to cut it to pieces. You have your piece, I have mine. Okay, they cut it, and everyone have their own piece. Someone told them that it's a diamond. So they tried to sell it. And when they tried to sell it, the people in the market say, friend, I can give you just some dollars for this, because if it's complete, it costs millions of dollars. So it's just a story. But it tells us that when we are united, we are valuable to God. We need to work for that every day in our lives. I pray for you. In Mexico now, we are almost in every service, in all the locals we have. The brothers and sisters there are praying for you. Every time I get a prayer request, I text message to all the ministry, and they told me they're praying. Some of them, they work in the field, and they say immediately, I kneel and I pray. Is that not wonderful? It's a blessing, brothers and sisters. We are blessed to have this gospel, to have this opportunity, unique opportunity in our lives. God bless you.